Hello, hello, hello. It's your regular podcast host, Elizabeth, and this is Sassy Podcast. I'm going to change that to It's Your Amazing Podcast Host, Elizabeth. Or should I say, It's Your Inspirational Podcast Host, Elizabeth, and this is Sassy Podcast. Yeah, I like that better. Whoa, it's a new week, it's a brand new week, it's another opportunity for us to just avail ourselves of the mercies of God. Wow, remember? This year, we said we are going to seize every opportunity at a new beginning. You understand? Remember, this is a new week. And as we're starting a new week, we know we're not starting alone, we're starting with God. We know that regardless of what the new week might hold, we are starting with God. You know, I just want to tell you a short story. So sometime in, I don't know what year, you know, I would see people just post on their timeline about Monday being a sulky day, whatever. You know, like, I would see memes and people posting stuff up and down about Monday being the blue day, being a sad day, you're starting work, you're going back to work. And people were generally not happy. I just knew that there was something unhealthy about that idea. You know, Monday is a great, great opportunity to start afresh, to go afresh, to see things afresh from a new perspective, to do things differently from what you did last week, you know, from, you know, you had a break. For some of us would have a break Saturday, Sunday, and then start work on Monday, and then, you know, just have a fresh start at it. For some of us, Saturdays and Sundays are like our busiest day. However it is for you, remember I said we are seizing every opportunity for a new start. So I just knew it was just unhealthy to see Monday as a terrible thing. So I changed my worldview. I changed my perspective about what I think Monday was. And for me, it has become, by the grace of God, it has become just simply a fresh start. So if I probably, you know, bumped up things last week and I didn't do well last week, I kind of eagerly look forward to Monday where I can have another opportunity to start afresh. For example, I should have had a podcast last week. I didn't. But I told myself, oh, thank God it's going to be Monday and I could, you know, take a swipe at a fresh start. And here we are, taking that swipe at that fresh start. I hope you look at your new week like that, man. Like another opportunity to just take a fresh look, you know, take a swipe, whatever. You know, like, whatever rules your boat, however you want to say it, or however you think it, you know. So I'm just having a regular conversation with you, telling you, look, if you don't see Monday in a positive light, maybe you need to readjust your worldview, you know. The Bible tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, that we should not conform ourselves to this world, you know, but that we should renew our mind with the word of God. So, the world might say, oh, Monday sucks, Monday this, Monday that, blah, blah, blah. But you know, that's not how you see it, because your mind is being renewed every day and you're seeing it as different from the worldview. So, how do you see Monday right now? I don't expect magic. I don't expect you to just suddenly change your mind. But on the other hand, I also expect you to suddenly change your mind. You know why? Because these words that I'm speaking, they are spirit and their life. They're not just my words. They are spirit and their life. They are spirit-filled words. And they have the ability to change a life, to change a soul. Now, everything I have said about, you know, like changing your mind, renewing your mind with the word of God, they are all meant for children of God, right? They're all meant for children of God. They're not for everybody. So if you cannot, you know, like boldly call God your father, you need to check your theology, you know. And if by any chance you're not born again, and you would like to be born again, it's not so simple, yet very simple, because, you know, pardon me for deviating into another story, but something happened to me sometime in 2007. I heard Bishop Oyedepo say something, and he said, don't be deceived by the simplicity of God's word. Don't allow the simplicity of God's word to, like, you know, like, throw you off. That's not his exact word, but that is how it ministered to me. And he was referring to people who are very intelligent and you, like, question everything. And you're like, this is so simple. But yeah, it's really not that complicated. God, Jesus has paid the price and, you know, there's a buffet for you. You can come eat as you want. And on that table, one of the things that you can eat on that table is salvation. So if you're not born again, please seize this opportunity, because there is more in God than we can ever unravel in one lifetime. So just say after me, dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. I come before you in need of a Savior, and I thank you for making this provision of a Savior available even to me. I'm grateful. Thank you. I acknowledge Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and come and make your home inside of my heart. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There is no hard and fast rule about how these prayers are made. I just say them with understanding of what I know Jesus Christ did on the cross. And I hope, you know, somebody has given their life to Christ today. Just in case you did give your life to Christ and you need to talk to somebody, my name is Elizabeth Annam. And you could find me on Facebook. You could also write me an email. I'm open to that. Thanks to everyone who has reached out to me. You can reach me on via email, elizabethannam@yahoo.com. And it is spelled ELIZABETHANN for Neil or something. ANNAM. M for man, money, monkey, whatever, @yahoo.com. So it is ElizabethAnnam@yahoo.com. I look forward to reading from you. I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you see Monday quite differently from what you have been seeing it before. God bless you. I love you. Bye.